morning part of the day, I'd say.
What would you say good for?
This morning?
Good morning,
yeah.
How long up in the day would you say good morning?
Until noon, 9, 12.
What would you say after that?
That'd be in the evening.
And what would you say to it?
Good evening.
And how long would that last?
From then to sundown, dollar, 6 o'clock, what I would say.
What would you say then?
Well, good evening. No, well, it'd be good. No, you couldn't say that. Good evening, and after dark would be, well, I can't tell you that.
Would you say good night?
Well, you could say good night.
Or is that what you'd say?
I reckon so. If you left and departed one another, I'd say good night to it.
Now, let's see. Would you ever say good day?
Yeah, I've said good day to
them. You use that in leaving or what?
In leaving, yeah. Yeah, you'd have to say that. Good day whenever you say leaving. Well, good day, I'll see you.
if you had to get up and start working before the sun comes to the sign, you say you had to start work before what?
The dawn.
Or if you want to talk about when the sun came up, you say it before sun.
Well, it'd be before sunrise or just after sunrise, that's what I'd say.
And you might say that if he had to work until the sun went out of sight, he had to work until the sun
came down.
Today is what? It's Thursday.
This is Friday.
So Saturday will be what? Today?
It'd be the last day of the week, I reckon, because Sunday's supposed, I think, the first day.
And if Friday is today, then Saturday would be?
Tomorrow.
And Thursday would be?
well, I can't say that. Yesterday.
Yes. And if somebody came on Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that, you would say he came.
Sunday was a week ago, I'd say that.
And if he's going to leave, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after that, you'd say he's going to leave Sunday.
Sunday week.
Do you have any kind of name for the period? Say if somebody stays from the first to the 15th, do you have a name for that period of time?
Well, that would be the first part of the month. Well, I see it would be 4:43. There it is, right there. It'd be 4:44 because that thing went in a minute.
It's 4:45. How else might you say 4:45?
Well, you could say quarter to six, or 4:45 would be quarter to six, I'd say.
And if it's, say,
or five.
If it's, how else might you say 4:30, what are the way from 7:30? Would you say that besides 7:30? How else would you say that?
If it was 4:30 and it was...
If it's midway between 4 and 5, what would you say?
Well, it'd be 4:30 or 7:30 or whatever. That's the way I'd say it.
And this thing right here is just a watch.
It's a watch.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for quite a time.
For quite a few years or a period of time.
And say you had done it not for years, but just a long time, but for several hours, I've been doing that quite a few
hours or something like that.
Would you ever say quite a spell?
Then? Well, you can say quite a spell. I've been doing that for quite a spell. That's just part of what comes on your mind.
Yeah. you might say, well, the farmer's got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
Yes,
that's right.
And if a child has just had his third birthday, you say he's how